So what makes you most afraid? Is it more tangible things like snakes or spiders, flying, or public speaking? Or is it emotional triggers like a fear of rejection or a fear of love? Though the reasons vary, fear's purpose seems to be divinely designed to keep you and I from harm. It seems to start with the amygdala, a little almond-shaped bundle of neurons buried deep in the brain. When you sense something potentially dangerous, the amygdala sends signals to other parts of the brain saying, "Hey, wake up, pay attention, I'm afraid something bad is about to happen." Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 4 is about being afraid, specifically fear of the past. Afraid the past will come back to haunt you. Afraid your past secrets and sins will be uncovered. Well, tell your amygdala to relax for a moment. It's safe here. Just relax as you begin your time by breathing slowly. Take 3 deep, full belly breaths. With your first breath, let your eyes remain open. Then your second deep breath, move to a soft gaze. In your third breath, let your eyes finally close. Keep breathing as you settle into a place to feel secure, a time to feel safe, and a moment of protection in the presence of God, His Spirit, and His Son. Prepare by listening and praying from this passage from Colossians chapter 3, and respond softly, "Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace." Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace. Love is more important than anything else. It's what ties everything completely together. Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace. Each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts. Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace. With your eyes remaining softly closed still, imagine kneeling in private prayer, a prayer Christ modeled for you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Rest here now for a moment in this present day, in this present moment, without fear. Sometimes we choose to be afraid, but by being here, you have chosen courage. You have chosen to concede to the assurance of God's forgiveness. But for a moment, notice the feelings that you have about fear. What are you afraid of being discovered from your past? What secrets do you have, and how do they make you feel? Don't notice the details. Just notice the emotions for now. Don't focus on the minutiae. Just notice the feelings of past secrets. Don't try to control what comes to mind. Feel no judgment for what the Spirit reveals. Just simply note and sit with the thoughts as they arise. As past unpleasant secrets come into view, let them now just float past, out of view, and consciously bring to mind positive thoughts of God's present love and forgiveness. Be mindful of present thoughts as past sins slip from view. Breathe in deep from your belly as you dwell on the present peace of Christ. Deep present breathing in the presence of a very now God's Spirit and Son. Staying present and fearless can be difficult, no judgment here for that, but stay focused on the present for as long as you can. Let drifting thoughts bring you back to your breathing as you center back on the presence of God, Spirit and Son, whispering, "Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace." Stay with that feeling for the next 30 seconds. Just soak in it while I mind the clock. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture, and rather than listening to the words, experience them. Listen for the experience, not of past sin, but of present love. From 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, from the New International Version. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. What did you notice? What did you experience that was positive? We'll silently reflect on that positive feeling for just a moment. After that brief pause, what still echoes in your heart? Listen once more as you deepen your time in the presence of God. Once more, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Stay here longer now, soaking in the presence of God, and don't fight drifting thoughts, but rather center back on your breathing and the covering love of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading to be about your emotions. Notice any sensations rising from your heart as you listen now from the New King James Version. Be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. So be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Thank you. What experiences or memories come to mind from that passage? Well, let your emotions explore the imagery of moving into the hope-filled present in the caring arms of God, who covers your long-forgotten past. In this third reading, don't hear words, but hear purpose. The attention of God focusing you on the present. Be in His presence now in a way that surpasses mere words as you listen from the English Standard Version. Be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. And above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Christ Jesus. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, Peter wrote this letter for people with a long history of past pain, secret hardship, and private struggles. Can you relate to that? He encouraged them to live an obedient, victorious life in the present, free from the past. In these next few moments, with your eyes still closed, in your sanctified imagination, I want you to see your sins. A pile of a multitude of sins and transgressions. Things done, things left undone. Now I want you to see them being covered. The Greek word here is kalupto and means to veil, to hide, even to conceal. Watch as the love of God veils your past sins. Feel God's love hiding your past, even your own love of God and others. See your own love concealing past sin. Remain here in the present, free of the past, and living in the immediate hope found in Jesus. Take all the time that you need. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Whether at the start or the end of your day, Rest here for as long as you can, just whispering, "Heavenly Father, let me be grateful for your present peace." Let those words center and remind you to step away from your past and into the present peaceful love of God that covers your past. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you now to be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. May his presence be your aim. May his love be your healing, and his forgiveness be the present promise that you claim. And may the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So do thoughts of long ago sins ever cause you to feel marooned in the past? Well, in those moments, turn away from the past and concede to the assurance of God's forgiveness. Take a moment now also to be mindful of opportunities to remind another of God's forgiveness and how love can cast away what anchors them to the past. So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, face any thoughts of past fear and exchange them for present love. Living with a mind transformed into that of Christ, your new amygdala sending new signals of, "Hey, wake up, pay attention. By the love and grace of God, I am free now." And it will be then you encounter the present existence of the God of now.